Well, you don't have to tear off the top of a poor defenseless carton or send in the east wall of Aunt Lucy's garage. All you have to do is this. While the boys in the orchestra play our theme song for us, just get yourself a good sharp pencil and a couple of pieces of paper. Then come on back, sit down, and try your hand at these brain ticklers of ours. Will you do it? If you're one of the regular gang by this time, you'll know all about the fun we have. But if you're new to the stunt, well, just try it once. Will you do that? Good. Get the pencil and paper, and we'll be back in just a moment. Ready for our first guess what? Okay, here it is.
Inventions.
That's right, Fred. And here's what it means. We're going to give you out there, ladies and gentlemen, the names of mechanical and scientific inventions which have been developed by the brain of man sometime in the world's history. We'll name them, and you are to put down the name of the person who made the discovery or invention. Are you ready? Listen carefully. We'll repeat each one so you'll be sure to catch it. No excuses. All right. Inventions. One.
Printing. Printing using movable type.
Number two.
The telephone. The telephone.
Number three.
Dynamite. Dynamite.
Four.
The lightning conductor. The lightning conductor.
Five.
The phonograph. The phonograph.
Number six.
The quicksilver thermometer. The thermometer using mercury.
Number seven.
Wireless telegraphy. The wireless telegraph.
Eight. Photography. Photography.
And there they are, the eight inventions. We'll give you the names of the inventors a little later, and we'll tell you how to score yourself in order to compare your score with the family or your neighbor. Now, for our guess what number two. We call this one...
The gazetteer.
Correct, Barbara. You know, friends, all atlases have gazetteers. Well, we call ours the gazetteer. Reason? Because you're going to have to guess where these places are that we're going to name for you. In other words, we'll give the name of a famous building, mountain, or noted point of interest somewhere in the world. You are to write down the location of each one. There are 10 of them, and here they are. One.
Where is the George Washington Bridge?
Over what body of water and at what city? Number two.
Where is the Parthenon?
At what city? The Parthenon. Number three.
Where is the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
In what city? Four.
Where is the Cathedral of Notre Dame?
What city? Five.
Where is the Taj Mahal?
What country? The Taj Mahal. T-A-J-M-A-H-A-L. Six.
Where is Pike's Peak?
In what state and near what city? Seven.
Where is Independence Hall?
What city? Eight.
Where is the Mammoth Cave?
The Mammoth Cave. What state? 9.
Where is St. Paul's Cathedral?
In what city? St. Paul's Cathedral. Number 10.
Where is Mount Everest?
Mount Everest. What country? And there's our guessateer for this time. Ready for the next guess what? All right. Now, I think probably some of you know this little stunt, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, and those of you who don't already know how it's done will learn and be ready to confound your friends with your amazing powers of mental telepathy. I'm going to ask you to think of a number, any number, and after you've decided upon your number, write it down on your paper. Ready? Now, follow these directions on the paper. Add 2. Add 4. Subtract 1. Add 73. Subtract 3. Subtract your original number, the number you thought of at the first. Subtract 3. Divide by 12. Add 4. Multiply by 10. And you have the total amount of your possible score in this session of Guess What? 100. Right? Okay, think that one over and we'll be back in just 50 seconds with all the answers. Answers, of course. Guess what? Number one this time was
inventions.
Who invented these modern marvels of man? 1.
Printing using movable type.
Johannes Gutenberg in Germany in the 15th century. 2.
The telephone.
Alexander Graham Bell in the United States, 1876. 3.
Dynamite.
Alfred Bernhard Nobel in Sweden in the year 1868. And strangely, it was this same Nobel who left the fortune for the famous Nobel Peace Prize. 4.
The lightning conductor.
The man with the kite, Benjamin Franklin. 5.
The phonograph.
Thomas Alva Edison, of course, in the year 1877. 6.
The quicksilver thermometer.
Up to the time this man invented a thermometer to use quicksilver, mercury, alcohol had been used. And it wasn't accurate enough, so this invention was discovered by Gabriel Daniel Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit, in Danzig in 1709. 7.
Wireless telegraphy.
Count Guglielmo Marconi in Italy when he was only 22 years of age in the year 86. 8.
Photography.
Picture ahead. It was Louis Daguerre in France in 1839. It was from his name that the word daguerreotype was coined. And there you have them, 8 inventions. And you may score yourself 5 for each one you had written correctly. Now for the answers to Guess What number 2.
The Guesseteer.
Our Guesseteer, the location of famous spots of interest throughout the world. 1.
The George Washington Bridge is over the Hudson River at New York City.
Correct. 2.
The Parthenon is located in Athens, Greece.
3.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is located in Pisa.
Of course. Pisa, a town near Florence, Italy. Four.
The Cathedral of Notre Dame is located in Paris, France.
Five.
The Taj Mahal is in India.
And it's a famous tomb built by Shah Jahan for his favorite wife, Mumtaz Mahal. Six.
Pike's Peak is near Denver, Colorado.
Seven.
Independence Hall is located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Eight.
The Mammoth Cave is in Kentucky.
Kentucky, correct. Nine.
St. Paul's Cathedral is located in London, England.
And it's the largest Anglican church in the world. Ten.
Mount Everest is in the Kingdom of Nepal.
N-E-P-L, Nepal. Mount Everest, the highest mountain peak in the world, 29,000 feet high. And there are the 10 questions for our guesseteer. Score yourself 5 for each of those you had correct. Now for our little problem in arithmetical telepathy. Did you guess how we knew what your final... score was? Your final result? Well, if you already knew, of course, I bet you'd do anything else but give yourself the score. But anyway, to you who don't know the secret, here it is. When you want to try it on your friends, just be sure that you ask them to add or subtract only, previous to the time you ask them to subtract the number they originally thought of. After they subtract their original number, of course, all the succeeding numbers will be the same as yours. Then you can allow them to divide, multiply, add, or subtract just as you please. And whatever final number you have in your mind, as you work the problem along with them, will be the same as your friends. Try it. And if you guessed how it was done, you can give yourself a score of 10, with a total possible score of 100. Well, I'm afraid our session of Guess What is over for this time, friends, but we'll be back again soon over your station with another batch of mental ticklers, and I'm going to ask your own announcer to tell you when that will be. Until then, goodbye now.